Yes, 11. Expenditures by general fund categories. Let you look at the first block item there, personnel, maintenance, supply, services. Any questions in those areas? Any questions?
I think this will all make more sense once everything else has changed. For example, the typo and then...
Correct. I just want to make sure I'm asking. Yeah. I don't want to pass anything up.
I'm not even
going
to.
Can I...
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, let me get you to do something and so that you can toggle between GF2 and GF11.
Okay. That was a 250. Yeah.
Okay. And so when you got it where you can easily look between the two... And like I say, there were a couple numbers that changed, like the one you were talking about with the jail. And so I'm on version 18 here, so my numbers are going to be slightly different than yours. But you'll get the idea here. If you look at GF11 and you look at the projected year end on the bottom set that's revenue to expenses, you can see there that we had budgeted $1.5 million in revenues and expenditures, which is a balanced budget. It really is not a deficit budget in that sense. So it's a balanced budget. If you look at the year-end projection, you can see that the year-end revenues are projected to be the $1.5 million. But you can see that the expenditures fall short at $1.3 million, which means we're $242,500.
About 260.
Okay, so that's what the end-of-year balance will be. So we'll have a positive balance projected at this point of $242,000. So are you up with me now? When we finish this, we'll have that money left over. We'll have collected the revenues, and we won't have spent that. If you flip back to GF2, and you look in the proposed budget, and you look at what the contribution from the general fund reserve is, that money at the end of the year automatically becomes unbudgeted money. And what you have here is $256,000 in the next year budget. So that's, on mine, that would be $14,000. We're only spending $14,000 more. Do you understand what I'm saying there? If you take what's left over at the end of this year and you start the next year with it, you're only pulling $14,000 out of any reserves. And that's if you spend everything that's in the new budget, which we never do. So this is not a deficit budget that we're looking at for the general fund. It's actually going to give us money back at the end. I can't say that when we get to the utility fund. But as far as the general fund goes, the general fund taking what's left over from this year and starting next year with it isn't going to erode our reserves at all.
Yeah, but then we're also taking contribution from the utility fund, which is taking money from the general fund reserve to the tune of $350,000. So you're taking money from the utility fund, which is coming from the reserve, and putting it in the general fund. So you're still dipping.
The utility fund is not paying its own freight.
Yeah, it's not carrying itself at all, mm-hmm. The utility fund. But then you start looking at the real cost going up. And I think you're going to have the citizens not too happy about that.
And just so you understand, too, what that number is, I'll clarify for you, and I can show you, give you the spreadsheet for it. That money that comes from the utility fund to the general fund, that's not a gift. That's the utility fund paying for services that the general fund provides for it. So, you know, the utility fund pays a portion of the city hall costs because we do the utility billing out of here. We use the equipment, the air conditioning, electricity, and so it pays a piece of that overhead. The only personnel that are paid out of the utility fund is one sewer person, one water person, well, two water people, one in the field and the clerk. And so those other guys that are in the parks department and the two guys in public works that are out there fixing water lines and sewer work, they're all paid out of general fund. And so this is where the general fund gets reimbursed, and it's all in percentages. it's not 100% of anything, or it would be in the utility fund. But there are expenses that are reimbursed, and there is a schedule that says 20%, 30% is paid by reimbursed by the utility fund, and it only reimburses an actual percentage. So if it costs half as much in general fund, the utility fund only reimburses on that actual half, not on the full amount. So it's no gift.
The next block expenditures by general fund departments, I guess we'll cover all that. You already moved to the next page. So you have one. The utility fund revenue, 4051-2. Interest and checking, starting out with the first line item and going through there. Is there anything in those line items you'd like to discuss or have questions on?
Once again, same objection to the contribution from general fund reserve.
Yes.
It had an increase of $102,941.
$335 is the contribution?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to move on over to questions. You have two. Water department expenditure, personnel. 6110-7, starting with the wages, that block section. This is a department that doesn't really carry itself. So, any questions in this block item?
And that's 5% for Ann and Mr. Quintero?
That is correct, ma'am.
How long has Mr. Quintero been here?
Did I miss something? I think he's been here over two. Oh, no, wait a minute.
Hard date 2/10/15.
No, that would not be.
Okay.
He would not be in there. It would be Ms. Weaverbaugh.
Okay, so he is not going to get.
That's right. Quintero would not get a raise. He would not get 5%, excuse me. But Ms. Weaver would. Because we're looking at 12/17.
Are we in the water department?
Correct.
You have two.
You have two.
So he's sewer.
Yeah, he's sewer. So that would be Ingram and Weaver.
Ingram, okay.
Yeah, well, Ingram's on 2013, I thought that was a
okay,
two, so
yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I was taking that as a
I went to the wrong department.
I know. We know he's been around for a while.
Right.
At least for a few years. Any other questions in the personnel block section? Okay. Moving to the maintenance and supplies, 6210-70, maintenance facilities, in this block section.
What kind of office supplies are we?
I think that is also.
Proposing because of $4,500 increase? Typo?
That's for AEDs.
No. Oh. Okay. Well, we need to.
Lower that.
Give me a number.
$1,800.
Okay. So, was it
18
and change? Or 17
and change? It was 18.75. And because of the difference, so 2,000 would. I would leave 2,000 in there if you're going to get one. So you cut that by $2,500.
Okay. Questions in that block section. This is the time to speak up, folks.
What about general supplies? An increase? Our projected end of year is $35,000 when the year before was $23,000.
Yep. That is the crystal ball. 45 seems to be a long-term workable number. That is where we repair water line breaks. If we have a good year, we don't have a lot of water line break and repairs and expenses, then great. But we've exceeded $45,000 in a year before. and it's just a crystal ball.
We go back, yeah, last summer, if y'all remember, I'm sure Nancy, because I remember she yelled at me a lot, Baywood, numerous times.
Holy crap, it was about every day.
Well, and that's my point. You have, we, you know, there again, council is obligated, if they want, they cut this down. Just remember, if they start breaking again, and especially the hot summer, I'm surprised we haven't had more calls than we have. But, we've got old lines. If you want to trim it a little bit, we can trim it a little bit. But we have breaks. We have breaks.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a big difference between a 2-inch line and a 6-inch line, and what it costs us. And I will tell you that philosophically, since I've been here, one of the things that we do is we try not to just put patches on. If we have a break, we like to replace the line from property line to property line. So if it runs across your yard, you don't want to come back every 6 months or every 2 years to your yard.
Dig it up.
We'd like to go from your property line to the next property line. You get the pain of us digging it all up one time, but you got new PVC pipe, and now your neighbors are next up, not you. And you just have to have money to do that. If we cut the budget, and we're looking at where we're going, we're just going to be back to plants.
I think we should keep it.
All right. We're going to move on to UF3, Water Department Expenditure Services, 63-10-70, Telephone, that block section. Any questions for the council on that?
Is the bank just getting more proud? Mm-hmm. Is that the deal for the $800 increase on bank service charges?
Yeah, there's been a big shift in the banking industry to do service charges on
everything.
All kinds of things.
Everything.
It's like flying.
We're making more money, we're making less.
Yeah. The good news there is our new water plant now is fully online, and we have now a projection of its operation, and it is it's about 10% more efficient.
Did we get that last motor problem resolved?
It's not the motor now. Now we have a circuit breaker issue, a large breaker. And it looks like it's derated, and the engineers are all fighting over who's going to pay for that. It's in warranty, so we're not.
Okay.
But
any other questions with that section? Capital overlays, 68-70-70.
$22,000
vehicle.
Yep. $68,80-70.
Let's stop there just for 1 second.
All right.
Since we're all here just part-time and we don't see the daily operations, David, this you're running this, which would benefit the city the most, the truck or the gravel? It's your choice as far as I'm concerned. What do you need the worst? What do you want done the worst?
The yard.
Okay. We're good. I just wanted to make sure because of the fact it's a vehicle and that's service. So if that's what you want done, okay.
You know, we're really easy on our trucks, and the maintenance is really low, and I can stretch a truck. And I'd rather stretch a public works truck than a police vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yard would be my first choice.
That's 22. Okay. Moving down to transfer, general fund. I'll go ahead.
And what about the facilities, water distribution, increase of 32,000. I understand hydrants and water mains. Is it just those, and how many hydrants are we looking at?
This money is, and you'll recall in our prior project, we got a round two grant to put a water main in. And we started in front of the plant here, and we went down Shorter's Boulevard, and our goal was for it to get to Boggy Bio. And then we had funded, we had budgeted, I think it was $62,000 to go under Boggy Bio. When the bids came in on the grant project, there was only enough money to get that line to Sunrise. And so that's where it would have stopped. We took our money for Boggy Bio, and we extended from Shorty's Boulevard and Sunrise to Oakdale to get that all done in that one go. This money is to get us back to the other side of Boggy Bio. So it will take us down Oakdale, go under Boggy Bio, and stop there. The long range plan is to go under Boggy Bio to where Southbrook is at, and to go diagonally through our Southbrook right of way all the way to Baywood, and then go from Baywood back to Miramar, so that we loop our system on Miramar and we provide adequate water to the Houston Yacht Club. My concern is our largest fire load in this city is the Houston Yacht Club, and it has the worst water capacity availability of anywhere in the city, which is upside down. And so at some day I want to be able to get an 8-inch line all the way to the Yacht Club, which also is a 3-story building. The improvements we've made so far have now allowed them again to flush toilets on the third floor where they have dorm rooms.
It'd be coming out the window.
But
you remember that all of us now when we talked to
you? Yeah, I remember. I'm just
when we have a fire down there, heaven forbid, or the boat docks, you know, we get cruisers going one after the other. We'd like to have some water down there.
But as it stands, this allotment of money, this $82,000, is not going to get all of that done.
Nope.
No. It'll only get us to the end to under Boggy Bio.
Yeah. Get us to Oakdale and Southbrook. Of course, the first one on this side is Brookside, and the next one is Southbrook. The piece that comes around is really Shady Lawn.
Shady Lawn.
Shady Lawn. So we get past Shady Lawn.
The curve, it turns into...
That's Shady Lawn. From there, all the way around back to Miramar, Shady Lawn. And then the one that we just did in concrete that used to be gravel.
Diagonal road.
Yeah, that's Southbrook.
Okay.
And Southbrook is a divided street. There's still the gravel one where, what was his name? Mr. Green, Mr.
I know it's... The one out to the right there.
Yeah, the old wood frame. There are two houses on that gravel drive, and it dead ends.
Right.
That street really goes all the way through, and someday it will. But in between there is where it would go.
I'm just going to have to think about that.
The whole idea is, when David and I were talking about this, it's like I said, this would put us out there more. Try to go all, so try to do bits and pieces of, where I try to prioritize, police cars were actually up at the top, and then wages were two, and then just on. So think about that one, but that's what it's there for. Any other questions on UF3? UF4, sewer department, expenditures, personnel, 6110-80, wages, start with that line item in that block section.
Okay, that's the one, Mr. Quintero. This does not include the 5% for him?
That is correct.
Okay.
The 5% is in that proposed number. He just won't be...
It's there, but he's not getting it.
Correct.
Can we stop and I go back for one question?
Yes, sir. Which same page? UF3.
Back on UF3, I have just one question just for my knowledge. On the $82,000, my question is, the lack of water for the Houston Yacht Club, what do they pay annually in state sales taxes?
In sales tax, I can't tell you that.
Ballpark, just...
I have no idea on sales taxes. The comptroller won't share that with us by business. They consider that proprietary business information. But I can tell you that you can go back here and you can look at the alcohol beverage tax.
Big number head.
Yeah, and I would say they do represent a pretty good piece of our sales tax. The beverage alone, $3,600 a year. They also, by the way, have the highest water and sewer costs. I think that they run about $2,500 a month in water and sewer that we charge them. we charge them a commercial rate. They're the only user in the city that pays the higher commercial rate because that's all we got. So they get to pay more and get less, I'll put it that way.
So if we did this in stages with the water that we're talking about, we're probably talking about in taxes for the services that they should be getting from us, but the payback would be what, roughly estimate, 20 years? for them to pay us where we'd be even technically, or do you think it'd be more?
No, it would be less because you haven't taken into effect. They're also our largest property taxpayer in the city.
Okay. Okay. Just trying to run all the numbers and justify doing this, and whenever I go through the tax mode and then I go through the aspect of the property tax and how much they're paying us.
Yeah. And from a historical perspective, the east end of the city has always had the worst water service for residential. It's one of the densest areas. The lots are smaller. We have more customers, and we really short shift them on water capacity. And that goes right to our fire hydrants as well. Which really got us working on the water system when the permitter house burned down. It really wasn't a water issue on that fire. That house was gone regardless. But it did point out just how little capacity we had on that end of the city. So what we've done with this line here has made a big difference, getting it to Oakdale, where we tied into existing 6-inch. And then when we go down Oakdale, it has a ripple effect for the whole city. And when we get to Miramar, we have an existing 6-inch that goes all the way back up to Meadowlawn. And so this will not only deliver substantial water to the yacht club, but it will make a huge difference for everything that's east of Sunrise.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Yes, sir. Going back to UF4, he had mentioned the 5%. Yes, it is in there, but he is not getting a wage. You got that answered your question, Nancy?
I'm good.
Okay. That was the only question. Yeah, that was the only question. I just want to make sure I'm covering all bases. Any other questions in that block item? Then I'm going to move on to maintenance and supplies, 6215-1-80, maintenance equipment from that block item. Any questions in there? I know you folks are getting tired, but hang in there with me, okay? We're almost there. I appreciate your service.
The extra $5,000 for maintenance?
Lift station.
Yes, and that's lift station pumps.
Which never ends.
We were really Pollyanna on thinking when we got all the new lift stations that we would be able to take the maintenance way down, and that's true on all the controls, but it's not been the case on the pumps themselves. They're all submersibles, and they still suck the same debris up and cause the same problems, and so we just got to go back to what it used to be.
Any other questions in that section? Moving on to services.
I don't think anybody's going to object to their lift stations working properly. Whatever you need.
If you do, I'd like to see who you are.
Exactly.
Services, 6315-80, telephone cellular. In that block section, any questions from council? I see them turning pages already, my goodness. Capital Outlay, 6902-80. Any questions there? There's nothing there, but just asking. All right. Moving on to UF5. Refuse collection. My favorite little thing. 6245-90, supplies and general refuse collection. Under this section, does the council have anything to say?
I'd like to talk about the heavy pickup. Just so I can explain, the only reason that I didn't even want to discuss anything the last meeting was we didn't have a number. We didn't have the budget number. And
you
didn't I'm not going to.
We had it. You didn't ask.
Well, it wasn't in the proposal. And so that really.
You would have got it. We could have gone in discussion.
But we.
But it understood.
The other option that I think, and so what we did hear from citizens, is they seem to be fine with quarterly or even twice a year, as long as it's at their doorstep. So can we split the difference and have you maybe get numbers to look at three times a year? We'll pick all the crap up, brush and your bulky whatever, three times a year at your curb. Since they were okay with, it sounded like they would be okay with twice a year as long as it was at their house.
Yeah, quarterly's good for me.
Is if you look at four times a year is already down a lot compared to what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, I'm not going to use the word train because I don't like that. These are citizens that pay taxes. They need to educate us. We need to educate everybody that we need to inform them and we need to educate. The fact that, and something I slipped up on and I have to be honest, I'm human, that I forgot to mention is like when Mr. Boyer, our former alderman, was talking about when he mentioned about the rose bushes and the fawns and things. I think Ms. Sanford brought it up also, is that actually that what it is, the chipper can't chip the soft stuff.
Well, the fronds, it'll clog up and ruin.
That was the problem I had with the suggestion altogether, because you're providing a chipper service, not a refuse collection.
Right. You know, the chipper was for the trees and the limbs, and the trash goes to normal trash bin. They can take and take it off. The idea was for up here was to bring the bigger things. Now, I do realize that Shore Acres has more of a more mature, I'll use the word audience, versus the younger.
Mm-hmm.
And some people do not have the means to do things. But, you know, there again, are we going to come clean your pool when it's dirty?
Exactly.
I mean, there has to be, I'm not, this isn't a popularity contest, because I can tell you that already. I'm not winning a lot sometimes, and sometimes I may. But, you know, it's what is best for our citizens and what is best financially for our city. And there's a real hard way. You know, we had a program in place that was broken for some time. Even when it did work, it was still broken. We had trash dump trucks that come through the city that are leaking things all over the road, which is, you know, not really as much hazardous as it was stinky and nasty. It just doesn't. So it looks, you know, it puts us in this place. And the thing about it is, this is a, you know, a good example. We weigh our message board. We have a time limit on it. Now, I understand. But I weigh that as it's nowhere near where it is my heavy trash. So we've got a real problem here that's going to be addressed, because now we're 30 days going to be out at the end of this month.
Well, but the thing is, your proposal wasn't even going to have it picked up to the November 1st anyway, so there's not a fire. But the thing is that
that's not necessarily true. We could have worked something out, but we've got, that's what I'm saying now, it's to the point that we need to figure something out. So better yet than that, just throw ideas out here.
But I mean, well, what we're here about actually today is not about that, and that's borderline not, because that is not what the agenda talked about. But we need to look at the numbers. How much money are we willing to spend on heavy trash pickup, and then we have to find a program within what the budget dictates.
Well,
is that correct?
That's correct. But I mean, we're nowhere near breaking any rules. I wouldn't do that, because actually the cost of that depends on what services we're going to do. So we need to figure out, what can we do to make this happen? So when you look at this price, we had figured it was going to be less, okay, the numbers. So with that being said, we're talking about, David, how many trash collection companies are out there actually? I know I saw one the other day that was Eco. I've seen Waste Management.
Who's willing to come to
Republic,
our city?
Well, that will come to this area.
If you're talking household waste, there are probably about six that will bid for household waste.
Waste for household.
Right.
And how about for non-household things?
The trucks with the grapple, the only one we could find that was in the waste business was Republic. We couldn't find any other alternative provider, and we attempted to negotiate with the city of Alvin, who has their own grapple trucks, and LaPorte. And LaPorte said they kept theirs busy all the time, and it wouldn't even entertain tying it up with us.
How long ago was that?
Well, that was when we started the grapple truck, so that'd be
if
like...
If we go to four times a year, maybe they might be interested.
3 years ago.
Opposed to every
And the reason I asked that is because, you know, Corby's over there now. He wasn't there 3 years ago.
That's right. That's correct.
Maybe it might be worth us...
Well, and neither was Mick, their new co-worker.
Well, right. Maybe it might be worth us to readdress that. You and I have to set up a meeting with him, because quarterly it's much less than we're trying a month. Well, maybe we can work something out. It's additional revenue.
Wait, time out. Okay, our heavy trash pickup, we were paying by the ton, correct?
We were paying by the ton and by the day. There were two components to that. With Republic, there's two components. There was an hourly rate and a volume rate.
So
if they came out, they picked up 10 small piles versus one big pile, we pay more for the 10.
Okay. I guess what I'm looking at is okay, we were doing this monthly, so now we're going to do it quarterly. So there's the potential to have three times as much trash piled up there, and we're still paying by the ton. The only thing we're not doing is we're not paying for the extra two trips, I guess.
You're absolutely correct, and that's why the mayor and I looked at this hybrid collection. Because if you go way back, it was twice a year, and everybody had to haul their own stuff.
Right.
And it was only vegetation, period.
Right.
And then we had worked forward to where it was everything, and it was curbside, and it failed.
Well, it failed, especially the last year and a half, because of Republic's their equipment. They would never put any money into their equipment, and they were breaking down. Up until that point in time, everybody in the city was happy with what was going on as far as the heavy trash collection. We didn't have piles of trash that kept, you know, rolling over to the next month or the next, you know, and so there was never any gripes or never any complaints about blight on the city, okay? And so there was never a push to remove that aspect of our city services. Yes, it's, you know, we paid what we had to, or, you know, I mean.
It was the grapple truck that killed us.
It really was.
Up to that point, we were fine. We were doing curbside chipping. You know, we would roll up and we'd chip it and we'd haul it. And then we were doing that. That got so cheap, we went from twice a year to three times a year. And then we figured out that it was costing us more to haul the full chipper truck out to dump and come back than if we just got a roll-off. So we brought a roll-off up here, and they would run the truck, they'd fill the truck, and they'd dump it over here, and they'd go right back and chip. And we saved so much money that we were able to go from three times a year to going to monthly. And that was working, and that was great, and we had no complaints. And then we decided to add the heavy pickup because LaPorte does heavy pickup, so we should do heavy pickup. And we got the grapple truck, and Republic said they could do it. They didn't ever really do it. They said they could. And we got the grapple truck out here, and we let the tree service that we had the sweetheart deal with, chip and curbside, go. And everything went to grapple truck, and that's what it all just went to beans. And so the plan here was to go back and do both. To do the curbside chipping and hauling over here and dumping, we have the roll-off. And as long as we have the roll-off, let people bring all of the other stuff and put it in the roll-off, whatever cycle that is, quarterly or whatever.
I really think we should leave the numbers as is for now. And if there's y'all could talk with Corley,
I could try, but I don't know how soon they'll get us in. But it's up to the council, so we can move on. If you want to leave the price where it's at.
Well, because I would like to also have another meeting, like, early or mid next week. Because we have another council meeting on the 24th. I think we should meet another time before that meeting.
Well, I think we should. I mean, we don't want to linger the budget out.
Mm-mm.
Way
like
out.
We used
to. That's right. It needs to get done. I would prefer and I would hope we'll be able to get everybody at the budget meeting. Mr. Jennings, I hope he'll be able to make it. But we'll put a date out tonight.
Can we do next Wednesday?
Well, let's move on and we'll look at that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, is everybody in agreement in the council to leave it where it's at for right now?
Well, my only problem is you've got a proposed budget for heavy trash pickup of $24,000. We're projecting an end of year of $29,000 this year, so we're $5,000 short.
Well, explain to about that 75.
Well, you know, and I said it a month and a half ago in a council meeting, if we want to do monthly curbside everything, two things have to happen. We have to find a contractor that can actually accomplish it, and we're going to have to budget about $40,000 to get it to happen.
I get that. And that's for quarterly pickup or?
No, that was just a monthly.
Monthly. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think consensus is that if we stay with the conventional heavy trash pickup that we have had and we do it quarterly, that we could save on that $40,000. But can we get it done for 24? That's my issue.
You couldn't get it done for 24, I don't think. I think you probably are going to stay hanging pretty close to the 40 for two reasons that you brought up. One, that the volume is likely to not be much decreased. They're just going to save stuff up for the quarterly. I mean, your trees and brush are growing at a certain rate, and you collect certain things at your house at a certain rate,
absolutely.
And that doesn't change by when we come pick it up.
Absolutely.
So the volume will stay about the same, and if the volume stays the same and we want to knock it out, we're going to have to swarm it with more equipment and resources than we had with the monthly, which we couldn't do.
That's my problem with this proposed amount is I think it's too low, and I think that there's a certain expectation from the people that have spoken, the petitions that are out there, that our citizens want that service, and I think they'll be willing to pay for it.
So you're proposing to raise the 24, sir?
That is my proposal.
What would you like to raise it to?
I think we need, certainly we need to go out and we need to check. I mean, if the only thing available to us is Republic, then no, we've had enough of that. We can't do that.
How many homes do we have here in the city?
632.
I do not want, I'm totally against increasing the trash collection fee on our monthly water bills by $6 or $8 a household, because the way I look at it, if you're willing to pay $8 a year more, you could probably go and hire somebody to haul your stuff off for almost that. You know? And so that's my thought process.
No, you can't.
Well, I tell you what, why don't we do this if the council's agreement?
632.
Why don't we leave this section? This is a hot topic. Let me and David see what we can do about contacting people so I can bring to you on the next meeting.
A hard number.
This is what
that's really what we need is we
need
really
a hard number.
Well, let me give me a little time to do some more research and work,
because
that way I can bring stuff to
you. Here's the other thing, your normal trash collection, okay, were we getting that good a deal out of Republic on our normal trash collection? Are we going to have to look at
We should look at all trash, period.
No,
I think we should look at who would come out here.
From my perspective, I don't want to see a Republic vehicle in this city again. They're taking our money. They haven't provided the service. They're, you know, after they come out here and pick up normal trash on Mondays and Thursdays, and they leave their little tracks all up and down the street, tell me that's not unsightly.
All right, then we're going to go ahead and leave the refuse collection section, block section. I'm going to try to talk to the city of La Porte, see if I can get an appointment with Corby, the city manager. David, tomorrow, or David, we'll start getting on this as fast as we can on the different ones. Do the household also. And let's see if we can bring back on the next meeting some solid numbers, okay?
It's just hard to, I mean, talk about a crystal ball. I mean, we need something. We need a reference point.
Yeah.
So.
And as Alderman Cowan crunches 632, I would point out that some of our largest generators of curbside heavy pickup are vacant lots that pay
nothing
for trash collection, zero, some of which are owned by residents who pay the same thing you do for residential collection,
mm-hmm.
and some of which are owned by people who don't live in the city at all and yet put out.
I live.
You know,
next to
a vacant lot generates a lot more vegetative waste than one with a house on it.
I know that while we're trying to do everything right and get a happy medium, and as much bitching as I've heard about this topic, I do not have any problem, me personally, of telling all the citizens, this is what it's going to be. You're going to get your heavy trash pickup, and we're going to pay for it by $7 a month for everyone, and by doing that, we're going to be collecting on their water bill, we'll be collecting $53,000 with a $7 increase monthly for everyone to have all their heavy trash picked up, and then that would take off the $24,000 that we've already budgeted, and it would be from just a $7 a month. That's a cheap date overall to get all this stuff gone.
We made the water increase, and my water bill went up $20 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't have it all, and there's nothing free.
So, you know.
So
get what you pay for.
Exactly. And like I said,
this is a super
hot
topic.
And it's something that the majority of the citizens have come to expect it, they've come to rely on it, and I think $7 a month is not an unreasonable amount.
If we can find someone to do it for them. That's what we're putting the cart before the horse again.
Okay. All right, we're going to research it. We're going to go ahead and move on to UF6.
Let me throw one other number out there, because I did it for $5 just to see what $5 would be. A pack of cigarettes, a six-pack of air, you know, 12 Cokes. At $5, it would be $38,000, which would cover everything.
There's your $40,000.
Yeah, there's your $40.
Sounds good to me so far. Any questions over the first block?
Are you on six?
Yes.
Yeah, six is a summary.
That's just the summary.
And I put some net numbers in here so that you can see where the hole in our bucket is.
Last page.
The hole in the bucket is not general fund, sewer. It's not even trash. The hole in our bucket is the water department.
Always has been.
Yep.
Correct.
And you can see that the water utility is projected in this budget. Now, this includes capital outlays, so that's new lines and that's investment in the system. So you could back that out, but still, $355,000 to the negative.
Big hole.
If that balanced, we'd be in good shape across the board.
I wouldn't have anybody funds. Write about it.
You know, but you got $500 water bills.
Yeah.
We've had that. I mean, that's been forever. It's always been that way.
Yep.
Any questions on UF6? If not, ladies and gentlemen, now before we just adjourn, I want to talk about, let's look at a date. If you could all pull out your phones and look at your calendars, please. Tell me if you have a date set there that you may have a meeting or something.
Anybody have an objection to next Wednesday? Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday the 19th work for you?
Mayor?
All next week is bad for me. I was going to Corpus, but I'll drop it again. Yeah. I'll be the 19th.
I'm like Nancy, though. I'd rather go ahead and meet every week or do whatever we
do. Well, no, I'd like to get it done.
Get it done.
No. Mr. James, we'll email him, David, if you would, and see if the 19th will work for him. I would really hope.
Well, I'll have to know tonight.
David, the only reason he's not able to be here is if that's when his wife flies in.
Well, we're going to go ahead and put down the 19th because we've got a time straight. So is the 19th okay with you, Richard?
Yep.
Jerome, are you doing it?
I'll make it happen.
You make it happen?
I'll make it happen.
So we do the 19th, 6 p.m. You know, I'm hoping that we'll have tomorrow morning. I will call the city of LaPorte and see if I can get in to visit with Corby. If I can, David and I will visit with him because I'll need David's expertise and things. I don't want to go in there and make myself look silly. But we'll go there and visit with him. He's a really nice guy. I mean, you don't know him. He's a guy, I think, honestly, the mentality of the Fort and Shore Acres has changed versus years ago. I have a pretty good relationship with him over there. I don't really talk to the mayor at all. I really haven't talked to him at all. But the other folks, the ones below him, I've talked to quite a few times. So I hope that it'll work out well for us. But you have it in front of you.
Who's our neighbors to the south of you, by the way?
Pardon?
Like Seabrook or Kima.
Seabrook, Kima.
Who do they use?
For trash collection?
Heavy. For heavy?
That's a check. I don't know.
I see Republic over at Seabrook when I drive through there sometimes, but they may just be
gone. I know Republic has a contract for Elago. And
Republic is a big boy. They're not on everybody, but their service is horrible. But I will try to follow up on all that. You have time to go through this. I think everybody came in here now with their eyes open. Now they get to see what I'm dealing with. And so you'll get through it. The 19th at 6 p.m. we'll meet back here. And I'll pick up some food. I'll donate that to the council members, and I'll bring stuff for us to munch on. How's that?
And I just wanted to let y'all know, I'm going to go ahead and apologize, but my sister is getting married out of the country, so I will be gone August 25th through the 30th. So I was supposed to go out that Sunday, but I know we've got the meeting on the 24th, and I know, so I just bumped it a couple of days. But I only got one sister. Mm-hmm. She's only getting married once, at least
Understood.
She says, but you know how that works.
All right, well, then I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 8:32, and I also want to thank the citizens who showed up to listen to
us. Thank you.
Thank y'all very much. I know it's hard not to want to say something. Thank y'all very much.